The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning, a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topic
and asks what you think.
So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Good morning on this Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. Paul Gleiser sitting in this week for Mark Davis. Mark Davis on vacation, returning on Monday. It's me and you all this week as we take on the issues of the day, as the intro just promised. The issue of the day, the demagogues are out in force on the subject of border security and the impact thereof on children. Demagogues love nothing more than to make it all about Republican meanies and the children, and so they are doing now. Yesterday and again this morning, you cannot get out of the way of the breathless stories of children being ripped from their parents' arms and taken off and sequestered as a part of the Trump administration's mean and heartless effort to turn away the wretched refuse, the huddled masses, and the tempest tossed from America's golden door. Every living First Lady weighed in on this, including the current First Lady, Melania Trump. Former First Lady Laura Bush penned an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday. And just as an aside, given the horrible way that her husband was treated for 8 years by that paper, I'm surprised she'd have anything at all to do with him. What nobody, and including apparently the First Ladies, has done is actually dig a little bit and understand just what the policy is regarding illegal immigrants and their children. And let's understand, the operative word is illegal. You break the law. If you have kids and you break the law, you're putting your kid at risk. Ask the people who are currently incarcerated at the Lou Sterrett Justice Center or in Fort Worth in the Tarrant County Jail that have kids. If you break the law and you have kids, you're putting your kids at risk. Understanding the policy is not difficult. You can look it up if you want to, or you can just listen here because I looked it up for you. And here's the deal on illegal immigrants and their children. It's not a new deal. It was the deal during the Obama administration. It was the deal during the Bush administration. It was the deal, well, during the Clinton administration, although somewhere in there a Ninth Circuit ruling changed things a little bit. We'll talk about that. For decades, here's the deal. For decades, the overwhelming majority of illegal immigrants crossing our southern border was comprised of adult males. But recently, in the past few years, the tide has shifted. More and more, you see women, children, and family units attempting to cross the border illegally. An ever-increasing percentage of those trying to cross are from Central America rather than Mexico. The Trump administration, this is key, the Trump administration has changed nothing as it pertains to separating parents and their children. Separation only happens under current policy if A, border officials determine that the adult is falsely claiming to be the child's parent, B, officials determine that the adult is a threat to the child, is exploiting the child, for example, or C, the adult is put into criminal proceedings. It's bullet point C that's causing the current brouhaha, and it is the only part of all of this that has, in fact, changed. The past practice has been to give adult illegal immigrants a pass if there was a child involved. Want to guess why we've seen an increase in the number of children and so-called family units at the border? Simple. It doesn't take long to guess. A kid constituted a free pass into America. The Trump administration has ended that. That's what's changed. The Trump administration has begun prosecuting adults who violate U.S. law by trying to enter the country illegally. We have just been letting them walk. The Trump administration changed that. The Trump administration is enforcing the law, something that candidate Trump promised repeatedly to do, and is in large measure the reason he won the election over Hillary Clinton. Now, here's the deal on prosecuting illegal entry. The first attempt at illegal immigration into the United States is a misdemeanor. It's the equivalent of a traffic ticket. And the way it's currently being enforced, the practice is to pull the adult aside, resulting in a fairly brief separation from that adult's child or children. They hold a pro forma trial at which the adult pleads guilty and is sentenced to time served, which can be an hour or two. And then that adult, having thus been convicted of that misdemeanor, is turned back over to ICE. At that point, the adult can, and his child and his children and his family, at that point, the adult can go home or do what is being done in increasing number of cases, apply for asylum. Now, if the adult applies for asylum, that's a different deal. If you apply for asylum, if you claim that you are coming from a country where your life is in danger by remaining there, and that's really kind of the acid test for claiming asylum, it is a certainty that you will be separated from your children. It is a certainty that you will be separated from your children longer than the government is allowed to hold your children. Under a ruling from the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court, the government can only hold a child for 20 days. Asylum claims take longer than that. Past practice has been to turn the asylum seeker loose into the country, pending a hearing scheduled for months or even years later. To the surprise of no one, those people simply vanish into the country or never seen again. However, if the adult is detained, as is now the practice, an asylum hearing is held much more quickly. Rather than turn them loose, if you detain the adult, and when you detain the adult, you do separate the adult from his or her children, an asylum hearing is held much more quickly, a couple of months or less. During that time, the asylum seeker will be separated from his or her children. There's a lot of detail here, but you got to follow along because the demagoguery is killing us on this. The asylum seeker will be separated from his or her children. The child will be turned over to Health and Human Services to be cared for. And that's how it works, and you'll get an asylum hearing pretty quickly, and the vast majority of asylum seekers are not legally entitled to asylum. In order to be granted asylum in the United States, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt, with the preponderance of the evidence, that by remaining in your current country, your life will be in danger. Now, here's the second thing about all of this. A second attempt at illegal entry into the United States is a felony. Did you know that? It's a felony. In that case, incarceration is very likely, and like all incarcerated felons, the convict will be separated from his or her children. So, here are the takeaways from all of this absolutely not being reported in the mainstream media. One, crossing the border illegally is an absolutely terrible way to claim asylum, and most of those seeking asylum are not entitled to it. The vast, vast majority of so-called asylum seekers are, in fact, economic migrants. They're coming to the U.S. because they would prefer to live here. They think they can do better economically by living here. We, the actual citizens, have no obligation whatsoever to admit them, and, in fact, we can't afford to admit them. If we allow that to continue, we will be overwhelmed, ask Angela Merkel. And if one is entitled to asylum, there's a much more orderly way to seek it. Families who are caught trying to enter illegally for the first time can go home quickly. The government does not want the burden of taking care of kids and thus disposes of illegal crossing cases as quickly as they can. And here's number three, and this is about us. There's a huge economic and moral cost to not enforcing immigration law. If we don't take the steps currently being taken, about which Laura Bush and Rosalynn Carter and the rest of the first ladies are complaining that we if we don't take these steps, then we've effectively turned the skirts of a 6-year-old little girl into a shield against United States law. With a child, you get a free pass. Our laws mean nothing. And anyone from anywhere, including Mexico or Central America, who can come up with a kid gets to enter the U.S. for the duration. A country $21 trillion in debt cannot afford this, nor do we want to deal with the inevitability of children being exploited for the economic interests of adults acting illegally. And that's what will happen if this continues. What we are finally confronting is the clash between those who want to enforce the law and have a secure border or completely open borders. We cannot live with open borders. We simply cannot. So what do you think about all of this? 866-660-5759. Are you good with this? It's going to take some stomach for a period of time until the word gets out that a kid won't get you into the country for free, at which time the tide will ebb and we'll see fewer of these children at the border. But are you good for the interim? Are you okay with what's being done, or are you so affected by the very carefully edited images that you're seeing from the border of crying children and the anguish of them being separated from their parents? Do you have the stomach to get through that, or have the images of the children simply overwhelmed you? 866-660-5759. Do we, the people, have the Constitution to finally bring order on our southern border? Can we do it? Or are the demagogues going to win? And by the way, second part of this question, what I just told you here, have you heard this anyplace else? Have you had it explained in this level of detail anywhere else? I had to go dig this up. Have you seen it properly reported anyplace else? Because this is the deal. So what do you think? 866-660-5759. And the bonus question, I have an interesting bonus question today. You get to work, and you get on the elevator with a coworker, and you smell alcohol on her breath. Do you A, take her aside and quietly say something to her, or B, quietly say something to the boss, or C, just decide to mind your own business? What do you do confronted with that situation? 866-660-5759. If this whole story with respect to children and separating from their parents at the border does nothing else, it serves to illustrate just how poorly served we are by the American mainstream media, because the reporting on this is absolutely abysmal. I own a radio station in East Texas, KTBB, 97.5 FM, News and Talk, just like 660 AM, The Answer here. And I had to get after my own people about the way we were reporting, because the material coming out from the sources where we all get our news, from Associated Press and the networks, it's just not into this level of detail, and it's not accurate, and it's not fair. And we are being very, very badly served by the mainstream media on this very, very important story. We have to make a decision as a country, and we are at, a decision point right now. Are we going to get our southern border under control and get our incredibly broken immigration system, if you dare to dignify it with that label, under control, or are we just going to simply allow the chaos that will very soon overwhelm us as a nation? Can we do this? And we're finding out whether we have the stomach as we watch children, in my opinion, being exploited for political purposes right before our very eyes. Do we have the stomach for it? 866-660-5759. The bonus question again: you get to work, get on the elevator with a coworker, and you smell alcohol on her breath at 8 o'clock in the morning. Not good. Do you A, take her aside and say something, B, quietly say something to the boss, or C, just decide to mind your own business? 866-660-5759. We'll take your calls this morning. I'm passionate about this subject, folks. I believe in this. I think it's a great thing that we finally, at least apparently, have an administration with the stomach to do the hard things rather than be browbeaten by the demagogues and mau-mau'd by the media the way we have we've grown accustomed over the past 20 years. This is a tough issue, and I promise you, no matter what you think about Donald Trump, and no matter what you think about even if you're one of those on the left who hates Donald Trump, I can tell you this. He doesn't hate children, and he doesn't want to hurt children, and he's not trying to do anything that's going to harm children. And somebody needs to ask, what about these people who are showing up and using their children and putting their children at risk by acting illegally? What about the people who are breaking the law and trying to hide behind the skirts of their children? What about that? 866-660-5759. We will go to the phones to take your calls when we get back after the break here on 660 AM, The Answer in DFW. Freedom 1160 AM, San Antonio. The time is 7:21. 7:26 in the morning, 660 AM, The Answer, Dallas, Fort Worth. Freedom 1160 AM, San Antonio. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis this week. He will return on Monday. Hope you will follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, G-L-E-I-S-E-R. EISER. Follow my weekly column at YouTellMeTexas.com. Let's air this out. What about children at the border? Are you okay with what's being done, or are your heartstrings being tugged so hard by the images that are being very carefully edited and sent to you to cause you to question enforcement of law at the border? That's the question on the floor this morning. 866-660-5759. Leadoff hitter is Adam in Canton. Adam, you're on the Mark Davis Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
You know, I just wanted to say, yeah, my heart goes out. It sucks because I'm human, and my heart breaks for all those kids. But I have more of a tug on our system in our country. Like, I've been in ministry for a while, and I've dealt with things and got my own past. The CPS system is so understaffed, and so why aren't we taking care of our own kids? There's so many babies that are going back into the homes of meth houses, back into the homes of, because they're just understaffed and we're worried about another country's kid. I mean, my heart breaks.
Now, Adam, I think we lost you there. There you are. You back?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You say your heart breaks. Well, sure. You know what? Nobody wants to see kids frightened or in anguish, and nobody really.
Nobody with a heart wants to break the law.
Well, you know, there's that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. If I break the law, they take my kids from me.
Yeah, or they take you away from your kids. You know, ask the people who are currently serving time that have kids. Of course they do.
Exactly. I think we're missing the bigger picture. The media's blowing up what's on the border, but we got a whole country full of the same issue here that needs to be addressed. I mean, Angel Tree is an amazing organization, but we need to do more here. And our understaffed CPS and our understaffed, you know, own government stuff here.
Well, let's not get caught up into a false parallel. The first thing we need to do, the first duty of government is to enforce the law, and we have not done that with respect to immigration law in a long, long time. Adam, thanks very much for your call. That opens up a line at 866-660-5759. Paula in Waxahachie, you're next. Hello, Paula.
Hey.
There you are.
I totally agree with what they're doing on the border. And like this other guy said, we have our own problems here, but let's take it on someone else. But the bottom line is, if you break the law, you are separated from your children if you are a citizen of the United States.
Well,
the other thing we've done is I've been a labor and delivery nurse for years. We give illegal immigrants emergency Medicaid to have their babies here. We offer them all these benefits. We have to stop that, just like we're doing. We're stopping that.
Well, okay. So you work in one of the hospitals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or no? You're in Waxahachie. You work in a hospital?
Yeah, I did in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you, I mean, with respect to illegal immigrants, with respect to those people, what do you see? How does it impact the healthcare facility?
That's what's probably wrong with our Medicaid system. I'll tell you a story. My daughter and her husband had jobs, and this was before Obamacare. They both had jobs, but neither jobs offered insurance. She was pregnant. She applied for help with Medicaid. She was just turned down because she made too much money.
Right.
But then I see every illegal immigrant who walks through the door getting free emergency Medicaid, doctor's visits, and free delivery deliver their babies here who then become citizens. There is a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely there is. And when we as a nation, $21 trillion in debt, cannot afford it. Paula, thanks very much for your call. That opens up a line again at 866-660-5759. You're listening to 660 AM The Answer, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Freedom 1160 AM in San Antonio. Coming up on 7:37, Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis on The Mark Davis Show. Mark's out this week. I'll be with you, and we'll be together. And Mark returns on Monday. We're talking about what's going on the border as it pertains to children and the heart-wrenching images that we're seeing and the demagoguery attendant there, too. Are you okay with what is being done on the border if you understand it? That the whole subject of children is not what it's not as it's being reported. It's much more complex than that. Wayne in Dallas, you're next on the Mark Davis Show. Good morning.
Well, thanks, Paul. Listen, this is horrendous. My government has not shown me where this makes sense to take a toddler from a mother and put and separate them, and then pay someone $8, $9, $10 an hour to change diapers and do that stuff when they have a perfectly good parent that could do it.
Okay, but hold on, Wayne. I mean, what about that perfectly good parent who's breaking the law trying to enter the country illegally?
It's a misdemeanor.
The first time it's a misdemeanor, those people are being hold on, Wayne. Those people are being immediately tried, immediately pleading guilty, turned around and sent home. They're separated from their children an hour or two max. So that's not the problem here.
It doesn't work that way, Paul.
Yes,
Nothing is immediate when you're dealing with the government.
Yes, no, actually, Wayne, that's exactly what happens. That is precisely what happens. If you try to enter the country illegally the first time, it's a misdemeanor. You essentially get immediately turned around and sent home. It's the second time when you commit a felony that it starts to become a problem.
Paul, there's 700,000 backlog of cases.
Of people who have been turned loose and told to come back sometime in later, and they never do. And that's what the administration is trying to stop.
Paul, what you're doing is you're being absolute. The kids are being separated from their parents. My focus is the kids. And this cannot be healthy for us as a country, and it's certainly not helpful for the kids. It's just not.
What's healthy as for us as a country by allowing open flouting of the law? How is that healthy?
Well, listen, I'm talking about the kids.
I'm talking about the law.
Well, see, the law can accommodate the kids.
Yes, the law does accommodate the kids. The law accommodates the kids the same way it accommodates all children of people who commit crimes. You can commit a minor crime, you're not separated from your child. Commit a felony, you will be separated from your child, and you better know that before you commit the felony.
And when someone commits a crime in the U.S., they have extended family, grandparents, uncles,
and that's exactly what Health and Human Services tries to do with kids that get separated from their families at the border. They try to find relatives inside the country to turn them to.
Okay.
Because Health and Human Services can't take care of limitless numbers of kids. They look for somebody in the country to take care of the kids. Exactly the same way as CPS does with the children of incarcerated inmates at the county jail, exactly the same way.
Let me say one last thing. My focus is on the kids.
Yeah, you keep saying that because make it about the kids. You can avoid talking about the actual law.
Here's an important point I'm making. All the government has to show me is the toddlers and the little girls and the kids are being taken care of. I'm good. But they haven't shown me that. They have not proven.
The government is doing exactly that. Where you're not being shown is by a very extremely biased media that does not go to the trouble to show you what actually happens.
Showing pictures of the toddlers.
No, they're showing pictures of crying children trying to get you to react exactly the way you are, Wayne. And that's the problem.
They shouldn't be crying.
Well, they're going to listen. You think kids don't cry when their daddies get arrested and thrown into jail for committing crimes here in Dallas or Tarrant County? Of course they do.
Of course they do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you listen, Wayne. What about the parents who are breaking the law, who are thus putting their kids at risk? Why don't we make it about them?
There's been knuckleheads throughout history. We can put them in the stockade like they did in colonial times. We can whip them. We can do all that stuff.
What's your solution? Just let them walk? Just let them in?
No. No, it's not absolute like that. But what you're telling,
finally gets down to a choice. Wayne, you got to do something.
No, but what you're saying is that it's absolute, and this is not absolute.
The law is absolute.
They could know that. No, it's not.
Yes, the law. Yes, laws are absolute, Wayne. That's what makes them laws.
If you get out, if you have money, you don't have to suffer the consequences. Everyone knows that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Look at Hillary Clinton. You're absolutely correct. If you have money, you don't have to suffer the consequences. That's the one thing you said, Wayne, I might actually agree with.
O.J. is the perfect example. He had more money than the state to spend. He got out of it.
Okay.
Now you're just
clutching. Here's the problem, Wayne. You got people who are trying to enter the country illegally. We can't afford them anymore. And we've had chaos on the border now for decades. since 1986 when we cleaned up the border, only we didn't actually clean up the border. And now we're living with the chaos. And the chaos is such that it's now putting children at risk because we haven't done a good job of enforcing our own law. And that's why we're in the mess we're in, and nothing you've said is going to fix that. It's just going to make it worse. But, Wayne, I do thank you for your call. That opens up a line at 866-660-5759. Maria in Dallas. Maria, you're next on the Mark Davis Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, I just heard that caller. He is so offline. I'm full-blown Hispanic. I'll just tell you that right off the bat.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And
turn
I
your radio down, by the way, if you're
on. Love my peeps, but what they're doing is wrong. First of all, our country's got to figure it out. We've got to stop giving them aid, period. That way they don't think that they can come over here and take advantage of our laws. Two, send them back as soon as possible. And I think Ted Cruz said that that's what they were trying to do.
Ted Cruz has proposed a law. Legislation that would have the effect of creating a lot more judges that can hear asylum
yes.
cases and speed this process along. And, you know, that's – I haven't read it in detail his proposal, but it on the surface sounds right to me. What we cannot afford and what the Trump administration is trying to do is stop the chaos. We can't keep doing what we've been doing for low
that's
these
correct.
Years. A country cannot afford this.
That's correct. That's why we're having such a problem. And then we have, first ladies, which was the reason I called, that they think that they can just say anything about these children, and they don't know. They have not been down there. They haven't gone there down their first chance to witness what is actually happening. They're being told stuff by the media, and they're being sucked in by all that fake news as usual, and it's just ridiculous. The media is out of control.
Well, listen, I found as much as I admire the Bush family, and I do, and I on a very, 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 very casual basis know George and Laura Bush, and I think Laura Bush is a lovely woman. But her comparing all of this to the Japanese internment camps yesterday in her op-ed, I found offensive. And I would say so to her face. She's just flat wrong about it.
She is, and she has no clue. She has no clue. She lives behind that wonderful fence of hers, and she doesn't know. Until she gets out there and sees it firsthand, she really shouldn't be saying a word.
So are you?
For her is diminishing.
Well, I agree with you. So are you okay? The media and the Democrats and the left are going to continue to exploit these children, and so far they seem to be winning on the issue. They seem to have the upper hand. Do you have the stomach to get through this? Because if we cave now, the game is lost forever.
Absolutely. The media they're manipulators. I loathe the media. They drive me insane every time I watch it, but I watch it to stay informed, just to see what those fools are thinking and trying. It's the only reason I watch CNN, just to see what they're thinking.
Yep.
And then I sit there and get mad, and then I turn off the channel, and I go to something else.
Well, Maria...
OAN News is the best. I love OAN News.
All right. Well,
and, you know, everyone should be watching it.
There's that recommendation. Maria, thank you very much for your call, and that opens up a line, 866-660-5759. We go now to Fort Worth and Derek and say hello. Derek, you're on the Mark Davis Show.
Top of the AM.
Thank you, sir.
I was listening to the great one the other day. He was talking about international law. And if you are in, say, one of these countries that's south of Mexico, you do not have you can't go through Mexico and then try to ask for asylum in the United States. You have to ask for asylum in the first country that's closest to your country.
Yeah, but Mexico is very happily passing them right through to us.
The point being is, though, they have already said that they will allow the citizens or these people that are coming through their country to ask for asylum there. They've said this. So by coming all the way through, yes, they're violating the international law. We can turn straight back across the border back into Mexico. They don't have to be said. Let these wonderful children and their great parents be turned straight back into Mexico and see what happens if we start turning them straight back across. See what Mexico does in about 30 to 60 days.
Well, here's my belief on this, Derek. My belief is that if we stick to our guns, the flow of people with their children at the southern border will greatly diminish.
Agreed.
If we stick to our guns, and this problem will self-liquidate if we have the resolve to engage in the process to allow it to self-liquidate. But if we cave, then it's going to be a flood. It'll be a tsunami.
I agree with you. I'm not suggesting that we cave at all. I'm saying just turn them straight back in Mexico.
Well, I understand
let
that.
Them apply there. We don't have to say, okay, we're going to hold you. We're going to separate the children. Just literally walk them straight back across the border. You're done.
You know, Derek. I don't know under our law actually if that's entirely correct. And I will look that up.
This is a great one.
Well, all right, then I will check you out what you say. If what you say is true, then I totally agree with you. But I'm not sure under our Byzantine laws and some court rulings, I'm not sure if that's entirely true. But it's entirely practical.
Please check it because I am correct. The great one is never wrong. Has never been proven to be wrong.
Okay. Well, I understand that. We know who you're talking about, Derek. And thank you very much for your call. That opens up a line 866-660-5759. Next, we go to Garland and John. John, good morning. You're on the Mark Davis Show.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. First, I'd like to thank you for articulating what's taking place at the border.
Had you heard that before?
No. You did a fantastic job, and I think as John Doe citizen, we need more clarity and explanation just as you did. So thank you very much.
Do you not think it's the New York Times' job to report that or ABC's job, or CBS, or NBC, or CNN, do you not think it's their job to fully explain the story? Because I do.
Absolutely. And I wish we had both sides of the coin with our media, but we don't.
No,
and
we don't.
We don't. Here's my question.
Yes,
and my
sir.
Wife made an excellent point. So you explained the situation and the process. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I mentioned this to my wife, and she said, why do they have to separate the children as they go through the process? And I said, great question. I have no idea. Maybe I can get into the talk show program, and I did. So is there a reason why they have to separate the children?
Well,
if
they separate a child, if the parent is put into criminal proceedings, just as they do at the Lusteret courthouse, if you go into criminal proceedings, you're going to be separated from your kids.
Okay.
And that's why they do it. And with respect to those seeking asylum, the prior practice has been to just turn them loose and say, now you promise to come back when we have your hearing 18 months from now. And, of course, you never see them again. And now to stop that, we're saying, okay, you want asylum, then you're going to have to wait while we go through that process. And, you're held. And you don't want to – I can't imagine you want your kids held the same way you're going to be held.
Exactly. Okay.
So that's why it happens. This is not because and the way they would have you the way they come at this the way they would have you believe all of this, John, and to an astonishing degree it works. It's just that because we have a Republican administration and Republicans are big bad meanies and they just hate children and they just hate poor people, and so they will go to any lengths and use any opportunity to inflict pain and suffering on children and poor people. That's how they would have you see this, and that's how we have come to this pass, and it's just not the case. If you dig into it, you come to find out there is a process, and it has been the process for quite some time. It's just now actually being properly enforced, and that's what we're learning. John, great call. Thanks. That opens the line, 866-660-5759 here on 660 AM, The Answer DFW. Freedom 1160 AM in San Antonio. The time is 7:51. Paul Gleiss, you're sitting in for Mark Davis here on a Tuesday morning, June 19th, 2018. We're talking about the whole issue of children being separated from their parents at our southern border from those who are trying to enter the country illegally, and the demagoguery that has resulted, and the use of children to try to sway policy that has long been neglected. So how do you feel about that? If you are on hold, don't go away, as we will get to your calls, 866-660-5759. This is an important issue, and it's hot. And we're watching these kids being used as what amounts to human political shields to be a wedge in the debate between open borders or actual enforcement of immigration law. We're going to say goodbye to our friends in San Antonio at Freedom 1160 AM. We here at 660 AM, The Answer, will return to your calls in Dallas-Fort Worth after we take a break at the top. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.